Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. President Obama has made it clear that this week his primary goal is his stimulus package to address the crumbling economy. Yesterday, jobs were on his mind.
Over the last few days, we've learned that Microsoft, Intel, United Airlines, Home Depot, Sprint Nextel, and Caterpillar are each cutting thousands of jobs. These are not just numbers on a page. These are working men and women whose families have been disrupted and whose dreams have been put on hold.
The latest indication of plummeting corporate confidence had companies from construction to pharmaceuticals announcing massive job cuts, slashing more than 60,000 jobs worldwide. Around 40,000 of those jobs are here in the U.S. Jim Ellis, assistant managing editor of Business Week, is here to give us some context. Welcome back to the show and good morning, Jim.
Thanks, Adora.
Now, this is obviously devastating news to all of those who lost their jobs. But what does it say about where we are in this recession cycle?
I think what the jobs numbers are telling us now is that we've moved into a much more traditional recession. I mean, up until this point, a lot of what we've seen in the economy has been a reaction to the change in the credit markets, and before that, a change in the housing market. Now, those were bad because we took the banking system to the brink. We've never seen anything quite like this since the 30s. But all of a sudden, we're moving into a much more traditional recession, which is where companies stop hiring because demand has plunged so much that they can't sell their goods. So therefore, they stop production, they don't need people, and they lay off large numbers of people.
So would you say the cuts are a sign of companies trimming some of the bloat that existed? Many argue that. Or are companies now cutting to the bone just to survive?
I think the companies are cutting to the bone to survive. I mean, it wasn't bloat in the sense that there was extremely high demand. Therefore, you needed lots of workers. You needed lots of production capacity. All these plants that were running once upon a time, you know, up until a few months ago, actually, were there because there was strong demand. The U.S. was on a purchasing binge simply because lots and lots of people had money, often funded through their houses, but it was still money to be spent. Now that they don't have access to that, they don't have access to credit, it means that, you know, people can't spend, people can't buy, so therefore people can't work to make the goods.
You said it looks like we're now heading into a traditional recession, because clearly much of what's happened befuddled many economists and market watchers. Explain more.
One problem with understanding where the economy's been heading for the last year has been the fact that we came through a banking crisis. We hadn't really been through a banking crisis since the 1930s. People were not looking for those kinds of signs. People were looking for the traditional recession. We have huge numbers of people put out of work, and they say, oh my God, it's a recession. Instead, what happened here, we've been actually in recession since December 2007, but we didn't start seeing large numbers of people out of work until the last 6 months. That's not the traditional pattern. That fooled a lot of people. What people forgot was that the fragility of the banking system was there because we all got used to having easy credit, and people continued to spend even when they had nothing left to spend. That's the great thing about Americans. We spend a lot. but I think this game would have gone on except when the banks were taken out, particularly when Lehman was taken out. It all of a sudden exposed the fact that, as Warren Buffett says, you know, when the water goes down, people discover who's swimming naked. And it turns out that that's exactly what happened, that all of a sudden no one had any clothes on, and the economy has been, you know, no better since.
Well, there's a vision for you.
I was just going to say, that is the most vivid...
But the markets were up slightly yesterday. Do you think it's fair to say that the job cuts were welcomed news?
A lot of people in the investment community like the fact that companies are cutting back, cutting expenses. Remember that expenses are taking away from profits as far as a lot of investors are concerned. And so therefore, if you can hack away at expenses, that's a good thing. You'll make more money for the people who actually put capital in these enterprises. Now, from a larger standpoint, that's not a great thing if you're a worker. What it means is that jobs just sort of flow away. Yesterday was a very bad day for, you know, workers. But last Wednesday was a bad day for workers. We lost over 40,000 jobs last Wednesday. If you look at the unemployment claims number that we had last week, for first-time unemployment claims, 589,000 people were laid off last week. That's a huge number of people. We've now lost about 2.5 million jobs in the last 12 months. Now, some people say, my God, this is, you know, that's not that bad. Well, we're getting close to the 81, 82 recession level when we got rid of 2.8 million jobs at the peak of that recession. This is going to probably exceed that, and it'll probably exceed that by February. And it's going to get a lot worse because the unemployment rate is probably going to continue to grow, not just through February or March, but probably till the end of the year or maybe even January 2010. In that sense, we've got a long way to go. The first part of this recession was basically the adjustment to the new credit realities. Now we're in a traditional recession where you're going to just slash employment and let the economy fall where it goes.
I liked how you used quote marks around recession. Does that mean that we're edging closer to the D word?
No, the D word, we're not really there. And we're not going there simply because the government has decided that they are not about to let this economy fall into depression. I think that they have, and they're not really willing to even let prices, you know, go to start to drop. I mean, they've learned the lesson from, the 30s, which is a lot different than this. But also they learned the lesson from Japan in the 1990s. Japan went into a funk in the 1990s,
right.
And it dragged on for a 10-year period. I mean, that's amazing to have your economy basically crawling along for 10 years. And we've learned that lesson that they were not aggressive enough in saying, okay, we will not let the economy stay down. We are pumping huge amounts of liquidity. We're doing things that, I mean, a lot of people would have been shocked just 5 years, 3 years ago to even think the government's going over, taking interest in banks, loaning money to hedge funds,
nationalization. Right?
I mean, basically, this is a slow nationalization of the banking system. And people don't like to say that. And I'm certain that Ronald Reagan would not like to hear that. But that's what's going on now. And there's really no choice. I mean, the choice is, of course, to let the financial system, not just of the U.S., but of the world, come to a complete halt.
But when you say the slow nationalization, would it be better then if we sped it up?
If you speed it up, the danger is that you'll do the wrong thing. I think a lot of the reaction to the immediate credit crisis was throw a little money here, throw a little money there. And a lot of people said they didn't have a plan. Well, they didn't have a plan. They reacted. They ran around and did whatever. So now it maybe takes it makes a bit more sense to sort of slow down, say what you're going to do, and then try this and then move on to the next if it doesn't work.
Okay, let's look forward. You hear a lot of people say it's only going to get worse. What does that mean?
Well, that means from an employment standpoint that we're probably going to have an unemployment rate that goes up to about 9% at the end of this year, early 2010. That's a bad thing. It also means that a lot of things in the housing market still have to shake themselves out. In other words, people think we've had such a huge drop in house prices, it can't go on. We don't see that a lot in the New York area, but in most of the country, that's been an issue. It can go on, and it will go on, and probably housing won't bottom out until at least mid-year, but most likely the third or fourth quarter of this year. And then it also means we're not going to have that traditional V-shaped recovery. In other words, you know, you crash the economy down, and then everybody says you wash it out. People capitulate. Then all of a sudden, it bounces back up, and that's what everybody's looking forward to. Unfortunately, probably not going to happen. We saw in the 2001 recession that there was this strange, you know, sort of easing back into growth. In other words, the jobless recovery that everybody talked about.
It's like a whack-a-mole, right?
Right.
I mean, as soon
as
you figured out how one recession happened,
right,
the next recession looks a whole lot different. Last question. Do you think right now the discussions going on in Washington, D.C. are the right ones in trying to address the economy?
I think they're the right discussions. The problem is that it's questionable whether the timing is right. In other words, so many people recognize that whatever happens in the next 100 days for the Obama administration is probably the last big opportunity to spend in this administration. There's going to be such a huge deficit when this is over that he's basically not going to be able to do any spending for the next 3 years, and Congress won't as well. So therefore, everybody's trying to throw everything they can into it, and that means it's going to take a lot longer than it should.
I'm going to start calling you Good News Jim Ellis. Thanks so much for joining us. Jim Ellis is the assistant managing editor at Business Week, predicting that job losses will continue to increase. And he's hopeful that in Washington, D.C., they'll be able to address the issues of the economy. Thank you.